Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Now back to Lou Manfredini. Today's spring cleaning show is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. Schedule now at Lindeman.com. Now back to Lou and Lindeman right here on House Smarts Radio.
Chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini. We're talking spring cleaning, and we talked earlier this morning about spring cleaning your body a little bit. But now, you know, I think what we're mostly focused on is our homes. Now, it's been the craziest of weather, right? The winter that really wasn't a winter, you know, the weather's still kind of right there, but you can see that it's coming. I can look out the window and see that plants and trees and things are popping out of the ground. That's all a good sign. I did just have my fireplace on the other night. It was a nice cool evening I lit that. It was a nice gas fireplace. By the way, who I'm going to talk to is the company that actually relined that whole chimney and put in the log kit for me. And so in case you didn't know, I'm talking about Lindeman Chimney Heating and Cooling. And joining me on the phone line is Michael Bodart, who's the president of the company. Michael, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thanks for having me on today.
I got to tell you, while I like a good wood-burning fireplace, the gas fireplace is just the best. And it's just beautiful. It looks great. And my wife and I could not be happier with that whole setup that you guys helped us with in the new home that we just moved into. But I want to talk to you specifically about spring. You know, you guys have expanded. It's been a couple of years now from just being a chimney cleaning company with a bunch of other services that you offered, but you're doing heating and cooling as well. Let's focus a little bit first on your bread and butter, where you started chimney cleaning and springtime.
Sure. So, and thanks for mentioning that too. We would love all of our customers to think in terms of springtime as really the best time to have us come out and then do a good cleaning for their fireplace and their chimney this time of year. Look, I don't care what kind of winter we had. It's usually cold enough in Chicagoland to have lots of fires and lots of use of their fireplaces. All of that use really puts all of the dirty soot and smells and smoke residue in that fireplace and chimney system. That's going to sit there all spring and all summer and not be a great smell and not be a great situation for the homeowner to have all year. This is the best time. We offer our services at a discount this time of year, where we don't usually in the fall because we're busy, because most people wait.
Right.
But springtime is the best time to get that all cleaned up. Your fireplace is never going to be dirtier than it is right now. We can get out there quickly, address everything else. While we're out there, we're going to be looking at other things that your house might need, especially the masonry chimney structure, which is sticking out of the roof, most homes have. And if we see anything that has to get addressed on your masonry chimney, we've got all summer to get that scheduled and get that work done, as opposed to having us coming out in November when the season for, you know, doing any kind of repairs outdoors gets pretty tight with the cold winter coming. So spring is the best time really to get after some of the house projects. So we would love to get out there and address that this time of year.
You talked about that exterior and the chimney sticking out of there. You know, it's interesting. I have a relative who is looking to buy a home, and they sent me the inspection report. And, you know, these inspectors now are very thorough. They take a bunch of pictures, and they looked up the chimney, but then they said, you know, you really should get a certified chimney sweep to come out and take a look at it. And they said, and oh, by the way, we went up on the roof, and there's no chimney cap on this chimney, and the crown, you know, for those that don't know, that's the kind of the larger piece of concrete or stone, whatever it might be at the top, was just completely deteriorated. That in this particular home, you couldn't see that from the ground. And I think for a lot of people, if you don't know what it looks like or you've never seen it, it's a really good idea to have you guys come out and inspect it.
And the thing most people don't realize is that whether or not they're using their fireplace year in and year out, and a lot of people in this market, as you know, just really burn fires recreationally, right? A lot of times they will not have a fire that they're using for heat night in and night out.
Right.
But that chimney is sticking out of their roof. It's a structure that's integrated in their home. It's probably also being used to ventilate the furnace, the boiler, or the hot water tank as well. That thing is up there getting beaten up by Mother Nature year in and year out. And the really primary purpose of that crown, the top of that chimney, is to keep water out. The cap should be there to keep water out and animals out and birds out. But when water gets into areas that it's not supposed to, nothing good ever happens. Water gets in, freezes and thaws above the roof line, causes mold, infiltrates the interior of the home, gets in the attic spaces, which is never good. So every single chimney we're looking at, we're getting the opportunity to get up on the roof, putting our hands on the chimney, documenting anything that is going on outside as well. Again, our masonry crews are awesome. This is a good time of the year to get those things addressed, looked at, so that we have good weather months in order to get to those types of repairs when they're necessary.
Right. I mentioned at the beginning, you know, you've expanded, right? You're not just chimneys, and I know you have a lot of services underneath that as well. But the heating and cooling business, I know, has been a natural move for your business, and it's been going quite well. In the springtime, obviously, in the fall, we talk a lot about furnace checkups, but the spring is also a good time to have that AC looked at.
Yeah, I mean, all of our customers that are WGN listeners can take advantage of our WGN show specials, right? So $199 special for a heating and cooling annual maintenance plan is offered to WGN listeners. We just got through wintertime, so we're not really checking furnaces right now, but we are getting ready to check out all the AC systems. So this is the time of year when the weather turns into the, you know, upper 60s and low 70s, which is right around the corner. We go out and we're checking out everybody's AC units, making sure that they're running well, top off the levels of Freon if necessary, checking the operations of the motors and the air handlers and the filtration as well. It's a really good complimentary service for us. Like I said, we're looking at all of the chimneys of our customers' homes too, which many times are venting the other side of that equation,
right,
which is furnaces and boilers, right? So those chimneys are really venting everything in the home that needs to be vented. So that's fireplaces, it's also hot water tanks, it's also furnaces, and it's also boilers. But yeah, we look at all of that now. It's really kind of a natural progression for us. Other companies around the country have taken that on too, but it's a good complimentary service. It's an awesome extra service bundled for our customers too.
And it's a company that's been around a long, long time that you can absolutely trust. And Michael, I've known you for quite some time, and you define a company and who the people are by the adversity. And we always want to try and make our customers happy, but when things go wrong, it's how a company responds and steps up. And you have proven that over and over again. Not that it happens a lot, but I mean, when stuff comes up, it's a company you can trust. Michael Bodart is the president of Lindemann Chimney Heating and Cooling. All right, if people want to get a little spring cleaning and checkup with you folks, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, but the best way is probably just go to our website, which is lindemann.com. That's LIDEMANN.com. They can schedule any of our services right from their phone or right from their home's computer. You can get a hold of us on the phone as well, too. 847-918-7994. This is going to be our 55th year in business. So we're proud about that. We love working with you guys, Lou, and appreciate the relationship over the years as well.
Absolutely, 100%. Michael, always nice to speak with you. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Take care.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. We'll take a quick break and be right back.